The azadari and mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam is our lifeline. Why?
Because it brings us together.
It connects us. It unites us. Because it keeps Islam alive in our lives. Because it reminds us to practice our wajibat and refrain from muharramat. Because it compels us to walk on the footsteps of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions and perform Amr bil Ma'roof wa Nahi anil Munkar. Certainly, a society is bound to become corrupt and nurture hubbud dunya, materialism, and ethical and moral corruption if it becomes void of amr bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. The life and health of a society depends on bidding the good and forbidding the evil. Look at the decadence and collapse of the societies which are far from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Look at the increase and rise in the culture of drug use and alcoholism in such societies. Look at the drastic increase in divorce rates in such societies. Look at the social and family fabric being torn apart in such societies. Indecency and moral corruption keeps rising in such societies. Look at pornography industry, for example. It generates a revenue of over $100 billion per year worldwide as it poisons the minds and souls of the people. Look at the formal and official drive towards promoting LGBTQ in the Western societies, even in middle and high schools now.
A drag queen at age 10.
My daughter went home crying, shaking, so afraid that she could turn into a boy.
You don't want to talk about the drugs that you give to kids, or?
You cut that out now, or you'll go home in an ambulance.
A couple is behind bars accused of producing child porn. Authorities say with their adopted kid.
Tonight, parents in KDISD read aloud passages from books that are too graphic to air on local television.
I just, if you don't want me to read it to you, what was that like for my 15-year-old daughter to have to memorize fake material?
What is the solution? Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the solution. The Prophet said, indeed Imam Hussein is Misbahul Huda wa Safinatul Najat. The enemy knows it better than us. Therefore, the enemy is bound to attack the spirit of azadari and mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Let me mention three traps of the enemy. Trap number one, the soul and spirit of azadari is to perform our wajibat and refrain from muharramat. The enemy desires to spread indecency, vulgarity, obscenity, and moral corruption throughout the world. Today, the most effective way of the enemy to further this agenda is through social media.
Facebook discovered that they were able to affect real world behavior and emotions.
Everything they're doing online is being watched, is being tracked. Every single action you take is carefully monitored and recorded.
Technology creates mass chaos.
Trap number two. Azadari and mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam invites us towards simplicity and simple lifestyle. The enemy seeks to push us towards materialism, extravagance, and unnecessarily luxurious lifestyles. The enemy aims to engage us in the rat race of the latest smartphone. This gadget, that gadget, huge house, fancy cars, so on and so forth, a never-ending wish list of material belongings. Trap number three. The soul and spirit of azadari is to walk in the footsteps of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and rise up against the Yazid of our time. Confront the Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad and Umar ibn Saad of our time, and fight the Shimr of our time. The enemy plans to keep us in history and not let us identify the oppressors of our time. The enemy wishes for us to be an indifferent and silent ummah caught up in sectarianism. For that, they give birth to British Shiaism, a fake brand of Shiaism that is tasked to make Shias subservient to the whims and wishes of the British regime. This fake brand of Shiaism is tasked to incite sectarianism and violence between Shias and Sunnis. This fake brand of Shiaism is tasked to promote self-made deviant rituals in the name of Shia Islam. This fake brand of Shiaism is tasked to keep Shias silent against the Yazid and Shims of today.
لكن عائشة تريد أن تؤذي رسول الله.
اللهم لعن الخالق. اللهم لعن عمر ثم أبا بكر وعمر.
عمر ابن الخطاب was a very ugly person.
Some of their past broadcasts are highly provocative.
وإلا هذه اليد التي تمتد لكي تمول وتمد.
أم المؤمنين هي نفسها ليست بمؤمن.
Ayatollah Khamenei was of those who had attacked the British Shia community.
Let us make a promise with the son of Sayyida Zahra salamu alayha. Let us make a promise with the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Let us make a promise with Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, that I will not fall into the traps of the enemy. I will stand tall in protecting the religion of Allah. I will defend the religion of Allah, and I'm willing to pay any price for it, just like you did, O Hussein.